Title: 10th Circuit Takes Expansive View of the Definition of the Term Mining. Holding wind farm project needs permit prior to commencement of excavation in tribal mineral estate. Content: United States of America versus Osage Wind, LLC et al., 871F.3D1078-2017-WL410-9940, 10th Circle, September 18, 2017. Causing heartburn for project applicants developing on tribal land, the 10th Circuit reversed the District Court for the Northern District of Oklahoma's grant of summary judgment and determined that the defendant's large-scale excavation project, involving site modification and the use of excavated rock and soil in the installation of wind turbines, constituted mining under federal regulations addressing mineral development on Native American land. ID. At asterisk 1. This decision creates new obligations for developers, which could result in delay and additional costs. In 1872, Congress established a reservation for the Osage Nation pursuant to the Act of June 5, 1872. While the subsequent Act of June 28, 1906, Osage Act, created freely alienable lots from the surface estate of the reservation to be parceled out to individual tribe members, it severed the Osage mineral estate from the surface estate and reserved it for the benefit of the collective Osage Nation. ID. The Osage Act empowered the Osage Nation, as the beneficial interest in the mineral estate, to issue leases for all oil, gas, and other minerals in the estate. ID. Those leases would then require approval of the U.S. Department of the Interior, DOI. ID. In furtherance of this power, DOI promulgated several rules. ID. At asterisk 2. One such rule is 25 CFR Part 211.3, which defines mining as the science, technique, and business of mineral development, if the extraction of such mineral exceeds 5,000 cubic yards in any given year. DOI also adopted 25 CFR Part 214, which provides, no mining or work of any nature will be permitted upon any tract of land until a lease covering such a tract shall have been approved by the Secretary of the Interior. In September 2014, Osage Wind, LLC, Osage Wind, commenced excavation for its planned commercial wind farm, the project, on 1.5% of the 8,400 acres of private fee land in Osage County under lease with the Osage Nation. ID at asterisk 2-3. The project required the installation of 84 wind turbines secured in the ground by reinforced concrete foundations, underground electrical lines running between turbines, a substation, an overhead transmission line, meteorological towers, and access roads. ID. At asterisk 2. Each turbine required the support of a cement foundation up to 10 feet deep and 60 inches in diameter. ID. At asterisk 2. In creating the large holes needed for these foundations, Osage Wind excavated soil, sand, and rock of varying sizes. ID. Rocks smaller than 3 feet were crushed into smaller sizes that were then pushed over the completed foundation and compacted into the remainder of the hole. ID. In November 2014, the United States, as trustee of the Osage Mineral Estate, filed suit for damages resulting from this excavation work, alleging the excavation and extraction were mining under 25 CFR 211.3, thereby requiring a mineral lease pursuant to 25 CFR 214.7 ID. The District Court disagreed with this allegation and awarded summary judgment in favor of Osage Winds. ID. Osage Mineral Council, OMC, intervener and representative of the Osage Nation as it relates to the Osage Mineral Estate, appealed on this issue. ID. In its opinion, the 10th Circuit explained its analysis did not depend on administrative deference to DOI materials and would, instead, focus on the regulatory text by its own terms. ID. At asterisk 6-7. Under this lens, the court took issue with the District Court's holding that the definition of mining necessarily involves the commercialization of mineral materials, i.e., the sale of minerals. ID. At asterisk 8. The court specifically found that, while the definition of mining certainly includes commercial mineral extraction and even off-site relocation of materials, the district court's limitation of mineral development to those contexts is overly restrictive, ID. Emphasis included. It found no support in the text of 25 CFR. 211.3 confining mineral development merely to the commercialization or relocation of materials. Moreover, the court was not persuaded by Osage Wind's attempts to support the district court's narrow construction of the term at issue by reference.